Well, now to the case of a 20-year-old Irish man who has been serving with the military in eastern Ukraine. Alex Reshuk is missing and feared dead following a suspected Russian drone attack. A spokesperson for the Ukrainian embassy in Dublin said it understands he is missing in action. Alex, whose parents are from Ukraine, went to Sing Street School in Dublin, and his guidance counsellor there, Sarah Eastman, has been telling me about him.
During Alex, all the years that he was here at Sing Street, he's primarily a very social person, would be the first thing that comes to my mind, but also to all of my colleagues who have, you know, been talking about him all this morning. So yeah, just very social and very sporty would be the main things that jump out when we think back over his time here.
How conscious was he, do you think, of his Ukrainian background and heritage?
I think he was quite aware of it. Now, from a school guidance counselor point of view, which is my role in this school, it really would have come up when we're talking about taking his leaving cert exams and, you know, doing languages and things like that. But I think that he was quite aware of it. He was, you know, a lot of his friends, he was interested in where other people were from. And their heritage. And so with that, you can imagine that his own conversation of saying, well, this is, you know, where my family is from and this is what we're all about, would have come into those conversations.
And presumably in your school, that would be quite common because you have people coming to you really from all over the world.
Really from everywhere, yes. Yeah.
I gather during his time at school that Alex was also quite athletic.
Very much so. Yeah, he was part of the school judo team and the school basketball team in particular. Yeah, quite involved in both of those. Never missed a practice, you know, never missed a game, was always involved in both of those pursuits.
And do you know what he did when he left school?
I know that he went and he did a PLC course in law at RapMinds.
So talk to us then about the reaction to the news that he's missing.
My initial feeling is to be just very kind of confused and adrift by that. You know, you like to be able to think that when you hear about somebody, you can put him in a place, I suppose, and know where they're at or have a sense of where they are. And the idea that he's missing in a situation which is already very messy and confusing, you know, is very kind of worrisome and, you know, really kind of feel a bit shaken by that. You know, you'd want to know where a person is and what's going on with them. So it's very unsettling.
It must also, the news of his disappearance must also be shocking for his friends because they're so young. He's so young.
Yes, they are. And I'm sure that his friends are also, you know, very shook by this. In school, Alex had, you know, a very close group of friends and was also very friendly with so many people. I mean, he was primarily just a very social guy. And I know that he had, you know, kept those contacts up after he left school. I would often see them playing basketball together. You know, these, you know, kids who had gone off in all different directions, they come together and play basketball in the parks and things. So, you know, they'd been together for a long time. And I'm sure that all those guys, you know, must also be feeling quite shook at this news at this time.
Sarah Eastman there, who was Alex Reshuk's guidance counsellor at Dublin's Sing Street School.